Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America. Here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good afternoon. This is Lock and Load, and as we do, let's have a conversation with writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good afternoon, sir.
It's great to be with you, Bill.
Yes, sir.
The chance of frostbite where you are is about like it is where I am.
Yeah, no frostbite happening here.
None. Yeah, well, it's great to be indoors and out of the heat. The Windy City, Chicago, yeah, no, not a good place either. I just checked back over the weekend. 19 people shot and an additional 4 shot and killed. The beat goes on and nothing's stopping it. New mayors doesn't seem to change a thing.
Right.
Well, I found some extra data, though.
Yeah.
I was looking at Washington, D.C., and their concealed carry rate is like 1/5 of what it is in the rest of the country. Their rate of firearms ownership is less than 10% of what it is in the rest of the country. And then I was just happened to be flipping through some headlines and I go, oh, murders in Washington, D.C. are soaring. I think it was about a 30% increase year to year. Wow. Washington, D.C. is not that big of a city, but still, 161 people murdered so far, 2 of them killed every night. And what's so strange, and the gun control advocates have been singing this, they go, it's all about the guns. If we got rid of the guns, there wouldn't be a problem. Well, you did. D.C. residents don't own guns. And not only that, D.C. is one of the most gun-controlled cities in the entire country.
Yeah.
If we need to, I can describe just how tied up gun owners are in the city.
Well, how tied up are gun owners in the city?
Well, they have background checks, and they have... Now, what's unusual is you need to get a license before you can go buy a gun. So you are licensed as a gun owner. One would say, okay, then can't you just go get guns because you're licensed? No, we need to do it again and again and again. Like, after every firearm sale. How about for ammunition? Yes. They licensed gun shops. They have the ability to take away your guns without you ever appearing in court. If somebody says something bad about you, the cops show up first, take your guns. Yeah, well, you have a court date scheduled sometime later. Good luck with that. Your gun's already gone. What's interesting, well, and of course, there's the domestic violence prohibitions. Now, that's often a federal law. No, the city has their own. They have their own gun roster, so there are lots of contemporary guns you just can't get there. Now, the police can, but you can't.
Right.
You can't. You're limited to a 10-round magazine. Obviously, that's not making anybody safer.
Right.
Now, remember, we said that you are licensed. Your gun is licensed. You have a waiting period. Wait a minute. Why do I need a waiting period? You've told me that I have a clean record for years and years and years. But no, when you go to buy it, we want to run an additional background check and then impose an additional waiting period on you. It goes on, but let's stop there. It's just... But what drives me nuts is they go, oh, if only we took more guns from the criminals. It doesn't take but 2 guns in the city to murder 2 people every night.
Sure.
What if the problem is that the victims are disarmed.
Well, the problem is that they have orchestrated crime. They
don't
allow,
tell me what you think.
They don't allow anybody to have guns, or they make it very, very difficult for. So most people are just not going to go that way, right?
Right.
They
yeah.
defunded the police. They
on top
don't
of it,
prosecute
yeah.
anybody, and they have bail reform.
Right. Wow.
So, I mean, the people that live there, they're just at the government's not doing anything. As a matter of fact, has anybody been arrested for resisting crime like they have in other places, like they have in Cali and like they have in New York and in Chicago? Do you know?
I don't know. That will be an interesting search. Let me write that down. Maybe see, that's the reason I show up to this to this act. I want to get new articles to write. Thank you.
Yeah. Anyway, the whole setup. This is the thing I don't understand. When you get out there and you look at it, okay, what's the end game for all of this nonsense they got? What about this makes it utopian? And well, I guess they just want to be in charge of a pile of rubble.
Now, yes, do you notice what you just said there?
Yeah,
they want to be in charge because I think this is enormously cynical. This is designed to ensure that the politicians who promote gun control get huge campaign contributions from Michael Bloomberg.
Sure.
And he does. He lines pockets like nobody's business.
Yeah, he's got money to give. Yeah.
The fact that it doesn't work, who cares? That's not really an issue. The politicians have their own security detail. In fact, what was it in Chicago? Lightfoot's. I mean, it was like a significant percentage of the police were just there to defend her and her block.
Right.
And I think the new mayor actually increased his security detail yet again.
Yeah.
Wow. Hard to believe. Anyway, it ain't working there either.
No, it is not. It's not going to because it can't. It can't. And therein lies their problem.
It keeps selling on the media, Bill, except for WORD and Lock and Load Radio.
Oh,
thank you.
Yeah, most sir. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I keep looking at all the stuff that they've allowed, and I'm waiting to see the uprising that doesn't seem to be materializing just yet. I was talking about a guy named Amory who stood up before World War II and basically said, "This is enough, and you can go." And he told Neville Chamberlain he could go home. Because Churchill was going to get involved, and he was going to start running things. And, you know, this, it's, I could just go on and on. It's such a miasma of just nonsense.
I'm worried that the nonsense is becoming institutionalized.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody did research to find out which police departments are not reporting to the FBI. And there are a few. I mean, I was surprised by the ones in Florida, but a lot of them are from exactly where you'd expect. New York, New Jersey, California, Maryland. Because they have a problem and they don't want to put it on screen for everybody to see. They want to bury the data.
Right.
I'm surprised that some congressman hasn't said, "You know the federal money you get, because you do know the federal money you get. Yeah, you're going to complete these police reports or you're getting less." No, you'll probably get some, but I'm willing to divide by 10% and increase it every month until we get the data. I wonder why that hasn't happened. Is it? I just don't understand.
Yeah. Me either. We're coming up on the first break. Rob can be found as a podcast and as the written word. Very prolific in both areas. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
¶¶
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
I've seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and we are speaking with Rob Morse, writer and podcaster. What's next on the agenda, sir?
Well, I have to give Stephen Gutowski props because he did a great job covering a Supreme Court ruling coming out of Illinois. This cases have been pinged back and forth about the assault weapons ban. The latest was different judges in different districts there said, yes, the Supreme Court, the assault weapons ban is unconstitutional. Oh, yes, it is. No, it's not. Yet. The last time the ping pong ball stopped, it was said, yes, the restriction is unconstitutional, therefore you can keep your guns. And now the Illinois State Supreme Court said, oh, wait a minute, it is constitutional. And the way the judge made a determination was on the fact that on a due process claim, because it let you grandfather in if you already have the gun. So they're going, wait a minute, I have no right to this gun today, but I did have every right to it yesterday. But that's no due process violation. People similarly situated are treated the same way. And if you're four Democrats on this Illinois State Supreme Court, you go, yeah, that's right. The rest of us go, what the heck? Okay, so now they're going to have to go come back and say, okay, it's a Second Amendment violation. Apply Bruin. Stop this silliness. But that will take time.
Right.
Probably 6 months to a year before we get back to where we are today.
Yeah. Yes, that's
I wonder,
yes, yes. Time.
I wonder if they will try and appeal directly to the U.S. Supreme Court. I don't know if they can do that yet.
I don't either.
Yeah, that's where we need. Oh, you had Alan Beck on, I thought.
Not recently, no, sir.
Oh, because he also got. Ah, that's later in here. The great news is we have tremendously dedicated and smart people advocating for the human rights of armed defense. The bad news is we need them because there are a lot of shyster politicians.
Oh, yeah.
One out of Colorado caught my eye. Our colleague Dean Weingarten commented on it. This was his Judge Brimmer. Again, after the Bruin decision, so many anti-gun states, unfortunately all Democrat-controlled, said, yeah, no, you really don't have a right to bear arms pretty much anywhere, including, now because of the way Hawaii's laws work, that would include your pocket knives. And then finally a judge said, wait a minute, okay, no, that we have the right to bear arms. You guys can argue assault weapons. A folding butterfly knife is not an assault weapon. You have the right to carry that. Oddly enough, the craziness in Hawaii may have made some judge get a drop of common sense.
Mm.
It's a hard way to get there, though. My goodness.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this lawfare that keeps going on, that we keep, and I mean, it's such a bad way to run it, railroad. I mean, this is just horrible.
Hey. Yep. Well, on the other hand, we saw a similar case out of Colorado, not for knives, but in this case for 18 to 21 year olds from acquiring guns. Yeah, he said, no, come on. We know what the law is. The law says, show me the history where 18 to 20 year olds were disarmed and you didn't. You could show me where we disarmed slaves after the Civil War. I don't think that's a precedent we want to repeat.
Yep.
So every now and again, we do get a good ruling. These days, wow, you have to stay right on top of it because they're coming so fast.
Indeed. Indeed. And I mean, now we've got that whole Safer Communities Act thing. By the bipartisan Safer Communities Act. That is turning into, I thought that was nothing. But now they seem to be reading so many different things into that, which I wasn't aware that was built into the bill.
Right.
And yes, sir.
That was the one where Joe Biden used an executive decision to say, oh, if your state funds hunter education, remember how the anti-gunners always said there, we want more firearms education. This is it. This is exactly what you asked for.
Right.
Oh, no, if you do that, you're promoting violence. So we're going to restrict the funds to schools.
Well, I mean, because they got away with that one. And now they're going to use this to get universal background checks.
You Oh, if same idea.
Yeah.
A phone and a pen is all you need, huh?
Yeah. Well, I mean, now they're, if you sell a gun, they're redefining, that they're saying that anybody that sells a gun, even if you don't have an FFL, you're making money. So if you make a profit, well, then you're an illegal FFL.
So if I sell it for what I bought it for, I'm not an FFL?
Or if you sell it,
crazy, huh?
That's not going to work out that way, though. They're just going to say everybody's an FFL.
Okay.
You know what? You want to know where I sell the guns that I do sell? I sell them to an FFL.
Right, me too. Okay.
I take the loss and I sell them to an FFL, and I do that primarily because that way because sometimes I get three or four at a time, and I'm just waiting for that day when I get a knock on the door. Hey, well, yeah, I did sell one, but I sold it to this gun shop. It's right over here. Let's go. You want to go? Can you drive? Let's stop by the coffee shop on the way.
Thank goodness you can do that in South Carolina. Isn't it crazy that is it true in New Jersey? I think you're now allowed reasonable detours. Like, I need to go to the bathroom. I need to get gas for my car.
Oh, yeah.
We could even stop at a coffee shop on the way home.
Yeah, I remember.
Maybe.
I remember that well.
Oh, good grief.
I remember that. Couldn't even stop for a restroom break. Oh, that's an arresting charge, young feller. You can be arrested here in New Jersey. In Jersey. Anyway.
I did get to, when I joined Rick Ector for that weekend to help train 1,400 women, there were some people there from New Jersey, some from right across the river in Philadelphia. There are gun owners in that state. What I don't understand is why they don't vote like it. But maybe I have a little bit of a hint. I think it's been 14 years since Democrats had the governor's office and both branches of the legislature in Michigan.
Right.
And now that they do, they are ramming through all kinds of gun control measures.
Real quick, coming up on the next break, tell everybody how to find you, please.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I'm a co-host on the Second Amendment Foundation's Polite Society podcast. I write the Slow Facts blog. From there, my writing is picked up at Clash Daily and at Ops Lens. There are 2,100 articles sitting there. Bill and I find something to talk about.
All the time. Well, yeah. But 2,100 articles is not surprising. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA News Update. Palm Springs, California has a new daily summer rain record thanks to Tropical Storm Hillary.
Palm Springs, which got 0.9 inches of rain in about an hour, that is a new record. Palm Springs saw nearly 50% of its yearly average in a matter of 6 hours.
NBC's Priscilla Thompson says San Bernardino County saw 13 inches and the mountains of Riverside County recorded nearly a foot of rain. The number of people missing in Lahaina is now believed to be closer to 850. That's according to a new FBI-vetted list. The number was recently believed to be as high as 2,000. 85% of the burned-out town of Lahaina has been searched by teams with cadaver dogs. The Biden administration is warning Americans not to travel to Belarus and urging those in the country to leave immediately. The State Department categorized the country as a level 4 risk, the highest security warning. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And welcome back. I am talking with writer and podcaster Rob Morrison. We've been talking about a few things here, left, right, and center. Where would you like to go now, sir?
You were in the communications department for the Army, right?
Yes, that was my field, COMO. Yeah.
Well, I'm interested in school safety. I've been trying to dig into invisible numbers, like how many kids get a dime dropped on them. Hey, Johnny's doing some strange stuff. He's threatening kids. He used to be okay, but now he's killing animals.
Right.
You know, he's a loner. We think drugs. He's dressing strange. We're not sure, but something's changed. Well, how far does that go before? Now, here's the problem. The cops can say, thank you for the information. It's not a crime yet, but we're looking at it. And when we look in hindsight at mass murders, we get all the pieces for the puzzle all laid out and all put together.
Right.
The problem is we don't want to wait till the last piece falls into place and this kid does something crazy and hurts people. So how do we figure out what's going on when half of the puzzle pieces are missing and upside down? And like we said, Johnny may not be a criminal yet, but a lot of these mass murders are narcissistic,
sure,
sociopaths.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that leaves a fingerprint. Certainly we know that when they mention methods, places, time, date, or they name individuals, I could kill so-and-so. I look forward to that. That's enough. Stop it. Pick up the phone. Now, what... I called a colleague of ours. He manages Walk the Talk America, because I said, when we look backwards, lots of these mass murderers were under a doctor's care. And he just said, yeah, no, I'm sorry. I hear what you're thinking. It doesn't work that way. It's true that we've given doctors the ability to say this guy is a danger to himself. He needs to be at least put a 72-hour hold on them for an evaluation. Maybe we need longer. Very few doctors will do that, and there's no repercussions if they don't do it. So I'm thinking there was a kid who attacked a school. His parents had been asking for help. You know, there's something wrong here. And psychiatry bills are really expensive.
Right.
I think it was his grandfather and grandmother who were raising them. The parents were gone. And unless you've got a pretty tall stack of cash, if you're retired, you can run out of money in a hurry. We live in an imperfect world. So in many cases, it's the school counselors who have to try and make that call. Hopefully they're getting some help from law enforcement. I was just trying to figure out how big a problem this is. There was an attack at a school in Denver. Someone did a Freedom of Information Act. Turned out that one out of 2,000 students in the Denver public schools had been diverted to a high-risk program. These students were patted down and searched every day before they were allowed on campus because they had a history of bringing guns or knives with them.
Yeah.
So that's, 2,000, that's a fairly good-sized high school, maybe a couple of middle schools.
Yeah.
But that means it's, if you will, there's at least one of those on every campus. That's the rule rather than the exception. That's kind of breaking my heart. Wow. I didn't realize you and I have talked about how society has changed. Kids, in some ways, it's easier to be a narcissist because you see people get fame from all over the world and you go, well, why don't I have a million followers? And unfortunately, when we're young, we lack the perspective to go, because this guy's a celebrity and you're not, and very few of us are. Well, I want to be. Well, you're not. Live with it. And then these kids get more and more isolated because they're living through their phone rather than having friends. We're conducting the experiment. It's not turning out so well.
Right. Well, this is where the bill comes due. I mean, and right now that what I'm seeing, what seems to be breaking everybody's back is the illegal immigration surge. It isn't the crime. It isn't the lack of revenue. Somehow they're holding on with that. But the illegal immigration surge where they're all being bussed in, I think New York has got 100,000 illegal immigrants this year.
Mm-hmm.
That's breaking them financially. And that's where it's going to impact them, is it's going to break them. And of course, they're going to want the federal government to bail them out. Because of the, you know, they've declared sanctuary state or city status voluntarily.
Right.
But then when they come and the bill comes due, well, now, listen, this is sort of expensive. We don't really want to do that this much.
And, okay, so the reason I think New York did that is they're bleeding population. They're losing congressmen. They want to stay on the federal gravy train, and you can't do that without votes. Yeah. And they were going to say, yeah, due to our shady voting registration laws, sure, we'll take more illegal immigrants. Well, now the bill comes due, and states like Texas and Florida who said, we've had enough immigrants. Thanks. We're here to work. Here, you can have ours. And now all of a sudden New York and New Jersey and Maryland and I think Martha's Vineyard as well suddenly went, ooh, you mean that's what I asked for?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so that's not what they asked for. What they wanted was they wanted to be better. They were virtue signaling. They were virtue signaling that we're better people because everyone is welcome here. All are welcome. Hey, well, let's take you up on that.
And that's absolutely true if you go through the front door.
Yeah.
I don't care where you're from. Just don't jump the fence. Go through the gate.
Well, the stuff that they've done, though, is it's the confusion in language that they put out there, like they want to call them undocumented migrants. The documented migrants, they are the ones that are really paying for this.
Not liking it.
Yeah, they're doing going through the stuff. And I mean, a naturalized citizen is a better American citizen than most of us that were born here. They can tell you all kinds of things that I probably don't know about the history of the country and all the other things, because they have to take examinations and they have to go through a process. And all we're asking is for assimilation.
Have you met new immigrants who say, this is an amazing country, and they tell me about the United States? And I sit there and I go, you're right, I feel a little stupid, but I feel so proud that someone with that level of dedication has joined us as a citizen of this country. It makes me think we have a future. I love it. How are we doing for time? Because if we got a second, I want to take us to New Orleans.
Well, you have 20 seconds, so do you want
to... Oh!
Tell me what we're going to talk about, and then tell everybody where to find you.
Okay. We're going to talk about a pot case coming out of a federal district court in New Orleans, of all places. I thought we're pretty strict down here, but I was wrong. I host the Self Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I write the Slow Facts blog. My writing is picked up at Clash Daily and at Ops Lens. 2,100 articles, sometimes carried at Ammo Land. Bill, we always have something to talk about.
Oh, yeah. It's a target-rich environment. My biggest fear is that we never get to just talk about shooting. That's I'd like to talk about going and, hey, let's talk about guns. Let's talk about this new thing this new technique, something like that. We never get to talk about that because of all of this politics. Just floating around, always trying to just take rights away. Oh, well. It is a target-rich environment. But one day we'll be able to do that, maybe. Who knows? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next to us.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. We are speaking with Rob Morse, writer and podcaster, and we were going to talk about a drug case, a pot case out of New Orleans.
Yeah. There's a guy who straight up admits. He goes, "Yeah, I do marijuana twice a week, maybe more, and I've done it for years. But other than that, he seems to be squared away." Well, he got pulled over. He had marijuana cigarette butts in his ashtray. And then they go, "Wait a minute, you're a gun owner. You're using drugs. Therefore, you lied on the 4473. Okay, now that's a federal crime." And he's, okay, so that's why it's being heard by the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. And they said, no. No, if that's your only violation, that you use drugs. By the way, they never said he was intoxicated when he was arrested, but that he admitted, "I'm a user. I was not intoxicated at the time, nor was I in possession of a firearm when I'm intoxicated." And the judge said, "Sorry, I'm looking at the Bruin ruling. It doesn't square with the historical right to bear arms." He tossed the conviction. I'm going to quote him here for a minute. "Our history and tradition may support some limits on an intoxicated person's right to carry a weapon. Our history does not justify disarming a sober citizen because of past drug use." Wow. Okay. Now, here's where it gets even, I think, this is a can of worms. Nor do more generalized traditions of disarming dangerous, put that in quotes, persons support this restrictions on nonviolent drug users. Okay, so he said, you don't get to be called dangerous because you once used drugs. And I'm thinking, okay, I yelled at my wife. That was called domestic abuse. She yelled at me too. Therefore, we both get disarmed? Wait a minute. When are we going to – I can hear judges sharpening their knives to go, nope, the way that law was written, it might not have sounded unconstitutional at first glance, but it's going to be. And what I – because I did some research, I wanted to find out what our laws were about alcohol, and they vary all over the map. There are some states, and you can almost guess which ones they are. You can't, if you are carrying a gun, you can't even walk into a place that sells alcohol. Now, There are other places that have almost the reverse attitude. They say, look, I'm not going to arrest you for having your car keys in your pocket and having a drink. I'll arrest you if you use your car. Oh, so I could carry my firearm and have a drink, but if I used it while intoxicated, that would be the crime. So the answers aren't obvious. We're going to see a lot of court cases for years trying to sort this out.
Right.
Not to mention Hunter Biden.
Yeah. Yeah. So, who would have thunk it would have been the Hunter Biden part that would be the part that they tried to enforce that on? But does that then mean that they acknowledge the Second Amendment and its legitimacy when they do that?
Will his tongue turn to fire? Well, his lawyers will get paid to say anything that will keep him out of jail. But won't it be interesting when we then use his testimony in a court case, and then a federal judge has to say, no, what Hunter Biden did was wrong. He should have, yeah, it's going to get pretty convoluted. I like it. If you like drama, there's going to be a ton of it.
Yeah, it's going to be complicated.
We started talking about bad guys doing bad things with guns in Democrat-controlled cities. And here we had a story out of Philadelphia where guys were using a stolen ID to buy firearms. In this case, it was a soldier's ID. When they run it, they should be able to flag that pretty quickly. Hey, this is a stolen ID. But to me, that brings into question, could we background check our way to safety? And I'm going, no. That's like, could we have prohibition to regulate our way to sobriety? We didn't do that the first time. And in this case, it's even worse because I understand that drunks want guns, but drunks want drinks, but criminals really want guns. And when you're moving billions of dollars of drugs across the border every year, millions of illegal immigrants, not always brought across the border for legal purposes, getting a gun across the border just looks trivial.
Yeah.
And yet people say, no, we're going to regulate the honest people enough to disarm the bad guys. And that fails the smell test. It just, no. No. We see people who've tried to use fake IDs to buy guns. What bothers me is that when they're caught, and that happens pretty often, they're not prosecuted that heavily. Usually it's a don't do that again, because that's a federal law. Typically federal crimes, it's really hard to get probation. And again, Hunter Biden is the exception.
Well, you got to get the get out of jail free card that he had. Although he doesn't have that now. I'm just waiting to see what the next iteration is going to be. That should be coming up just about any old day now. The next plea deal. We'll see. But I mean, it's definitely this time that we live in right now where they are trying very hard. And so far, everything is making it to court. Everything's going to court. Everything's being litigated. Eventually, they're going to put us in a position where we don't seem to have any sort of legal recourse. And then it's not real. It's not going to be good.
Look, now here's, I'm already watching the election coming up.
Sure.
And people are going, given that they stole the last one, what's to keep them from stealing the next one?
Well.
And... yeah.
Do you want to know how they do that?
Yeah. Yes. Talk to me.
So, all they have to do is freeze addresses. See, the big voter fraud is going to be in manufacturing ballots. Not harvesting ballots, but manufacturing ballots. So then everybody that, quote, votes has to have an address. Well, nobody lives at a shopping mall. Nobody lives at a gymnasium. Nobody lives at a convenience store. So if you freeze the addresses and make it a requirement that everybody has to be to a corresponding address, and the address has to be vetted and verified, when they're making these ballots, right, they have to correspond to two addresses. They have to put an address with it. Well, they're not going to know what address goes to what. And that's where you catch them. They just caught a big ballot manufacturer. They actually caught it in 2020, right? Prior to the
election. You're talking about Michigan, aren't you?
Michigan, yeah. And, but, I mean, nobody ever got prosecuted from that. Nobody ever got, arrested.
Which is insane, because this was, they were talking about 10, not a few, but like 30, 40, 50, 60,000 ballots.
Right.
This was a big, big deal.
And when you remember that the real margin of victory electorally was 42,000 votes.
Wow.
This is where this kind of thing becomes troublesome. It's just like them throwing all these laws at us and we have to go to court to fight them. They're throwing all these manufactured ballots out there in the hopes that some of them get through. And we've got to if we freeze the addresses, there's software out there, a guy named Jay Valentine put the software together. There's a way to get out there. They call it Fractal. And this goes out there and it denies ballots if they do not have a corresponding checked out address.
Yeah.
So, anyway, there's a way to do it. Just only two states have implemented that right now. And
I can imagine.
Yeah, we're about to run out of time. So.
It's been a pleasure.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Bill.
Well, tell everybody where you come from and what you do.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I've been at it for 8 years now.
Yeah.
You've got some listening to do. How did our neighbors defend themselves? We look at it every week. I'm a co-host on the Second Amendment Foundation's Paul White Society podcast. I think I've been doing that a decade with Paul.
Long time.
I write this Slow Facts blog, 2,100 articles, put a couple up this week. From there, my writing's picked up at Clash Daily and at OpsLens. I used to write the Armed Citizens column at AmmoLand. There's plenty to read there, too.
There you go. Thank you for joining me. Hour number two is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.